This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
I reckon everybody's probably aware by now that Midsummer is just about to kick off, isn't
exactly.
it?
There are loads of good events coming, and I want to hear a little bit about this one, because when I think about it, you know, becoming a parent is probably the most significant thing you can perhaps do in your life. And for many people in the queer community, it's something that they feel is never going to be a reality.
Yeah, for some it is, for some it isn't. For this young lady, it definitely is. She joins us now. Her gig is called Mummy Queerist, and it starts next week. And the lady in question is called Kelly Parry. Hello.
Oh, hello. Good afternoon, chaps. Good afternoon. How are we all?
Really well.
Oh, and I'm loving being here. It's so exciting to get to chat about Mummy Queerist.
Well, we want to know. I guess we want to know. I mean, we know a little bit, but the people out there don't know anything. Let's pretend that they know nothing. What is Mummy Queerist all about?
Okay, so the concept was I was originally going to do a one-woman show called Mummy Queerist, and part of the idea was based on my and my girlfriend's decision to have kids, and then what that meant, and then having children, and now all of these years later having teenagers and grown-up children and stuff.
Yeah, because you started a long time ago. I said, you know, I don't mean that rudely. I know I normally
do. No, of course you do.
I know
do.
I normally do.
Of course
do.
You do.
But how old are your children?
You're a stayer.
How old are our children? Well, we've got two teens, and then we've got one older girl who's we sort of informally adopted.
Right.
I think we found her somewhere.
Fabulous.
And so now she's in her mid-30s, and she's got a girlfriend, lives in Queensland, and is a proper person with proper degrees and so on.
And the others aren't proper people?
Well, they're only teenagers, so they are proper teenagers.
They're not allowed to be proper people yet.
Not yet,
But I guess that means then, say, the teenagers, you're in a same-sex relationship, and you started on that path.
I hope
path.
So.
Exactly. You started on the path of having children before. I mean, do we say it's popular now, isn't it?
Well, before it was perhaps more
common.
Not as common then.
No.
And, you know,
no,
I guess
we had no idea. There wasn't even the internet.
Right.
The interwebs didn't really exist.
What do you mean it didn't exist at some point?
Well, when we first started talking about having kids, there wasn't the access to, you know, wasn't the free access.
No.
You know,
information.
I was still trying to work out how to do an email, quite frankly.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was really not a popular thing.
There is every parent in the world would have a million stories about raising children. And this show, I guess, is more about queer parents raising their children. So it's going to be different.
Yes,
it is
absolutely.
Obviously going to be different.
Yes,
you know?
We do it fabulously. We do a crappy job sometimes.
Of course.
We do, you know.
Well, like any parent, really.
Like any parent.
So what are the
except we look better while we're doing it.
Of course, Now, what are the sort of experiences that have kind of peppered your contribution to this?
To the show or to parenting?
To the show.
Oh, good Lord. Yes, well, I do chat quite a lot about the fact that I asked my children, all of them, you know, what are some things that I've taught you throughout the process of being a parent? And my son looked at me and went, can I get back to you about that? So they're really, no. And my daughter said, well, you know, you do chat a lot about feminism, and you know, so I think I've you know, the contribution is that every day you get up and you do the best that you can. And I remember a long time ago when I was really, because I am a bit neurotic, the kids now reckon I'm like Lena Dunham, but, you know, poorer and fatter and older. But she, you know, I am
they're
quite
beautifully honest.
Yes, that's right. They're beautifully honest.
Children are.
Oh, my goodness. They're magnificently honest. And so they say, you know, look, you know, you're quite anxious, Mum. And I am. I'm quite an anxious person. So a long time ago when they were babies, and you'd go off to the health nurse, you know, and I'd be saying to my girlfriend, oh my God, they're going to call child protection, we're lesbians, you know, because there weren't that many lesbians fronting up to, they're lesbians, blah, blah. We were actually treated a little bit like royalty. It was like, oh, come in, it's the lesbians, they know what a vagina is, both of them, fantastic, how wonderful, you know what bosoms are for, not just for playing with and fondling, although that's part of it, but you can feed children.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic.
Yes, so we actually had overall a reasonably positive experience, you know, with a couple of not so nice people, but
now,
yeah.
Bearing in mind this is a cabaret gig, really, isn't it?
Darling.
With a whole collection of other artists who are going to talk about their experience about being a parent.
Mm. Yeah, and we've got a really wide range. And that's the thing. This started off as a one-woman show, and I thought there's such a diverse range of people parenting in the queer community. I really wanted to get some of those stories and open up some more conversations because, you know what? We spend a lot of time hiding away in our tracky dacks, and I've known some fantastic performers over the years and then went off away to have children and disappeared. Never to be seen again. So I wanted to kind of drag them out of their tracky dacks and dust them off and throw a bit of glitter on them and then push them out on the stage again. And it's been fantastic because these people now have such a rich and hilarious wealth of stories to tell. And it's just great. And one of those people is sitting to my left right now.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Now, you mentioned that you're drawing from your own experiences as a queer parent, but you're not the only one.
No, this is a variety of stories and people.
And so
people.
It's basically people that are performers, cabaret artists, singers, including the man in the studio with us, Michael Dalton.
Absolutely.
Well, we've known each other for years, haven't we? We were saying earlier, it's over 25 years.
It's a very long time, and we do look so good.
Well, it's amazing.
It is incredible.
But, yes, because I was asked, you know, years ago about being a donor dad to a mate of mine, and then so now we have a daughter together who's now 8.
And gorgeous.
Which Angie and I had that original discussion, I think, but Angie's girlfriend, Amanda, who is, pretty much, isn't it? So that they are the mums to Olive, and Amanda's in this as well. So she's doing a couple of dance pieces.
Yes.
I'm doing my little monologue.
Yes,
which
fantastic.
I believe is supposed to be amusing.
We
will see about that. And there's loads of other people in it. Who are the other cast members?
Okay, so we've got Raspberry Muffin. Mm-hmm. She's mother of twins.
Right.
And she and her partner are in a polyamorous relationship, and it's all very interesting, and she's got stories to tell
what
and songs
to sing.
What a great
thing to be able to talk about.
I know. It's fantastic. So, yes, mother of twins, and then Asphyxia and Paula. Asphyxia is a deaf performer, and great stories about not just being a queer parent, but a deaf parent as well, and her partner Paula will be interpreting for her. And me, of course, Michael and Kerry Gilmartin, who's going to be our fabulous Auntie Kerry on the she's the musical director of the show. So
So there's music, there's dance. I mean, it's one of those.
Oh, it's everything. We've got everything for everybody. And you don't have to be a parent to come along and love it.
No, obviously not. I mean, you know, it's not about that. It's about listening to people's stories and hearing them tell about their lives.
Absolutely.
So you would imagine that's interesting to everyone.
This
I would imagine.
This is
that.
Right down my alley. So I cannot wait to come along and see it. I'm going to be seeing it next Thursday, but it kicks off on Jan 21 through to the 24th, so you're going to have to be quick to check this one out at Hairs and Hyenas. It's called Mummy Queerest, and people can get more info at midsummer.org.au.
Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.